ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clouds. The Colossus of Clouds.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer this week is Chris Black. We'll be taking your comments and questions about the value of your sports collectibles, pop culture, political collectibles, whatever you might have. If you think you have something of value and you want to call into us, the number here is 312-332-3776. We'll try to give you our best estimate of what we think your item might sell for in a current auction, and we're giving away to one caller, or if you tweet me a picture of an item on Twitter, my Twitter ID is TCrownTom, and if we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing for a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set and a box of 2014-15 Upper Deck MVP Hockey. That's the first hockey box of packs for the year. And it's always good to have that. And ERC Delivery will deliver free of charge to the winner. Vince, what will the listener have to do who wins?
If you're the lucky winner, just email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up a delivery at your convenience, free of charge.
Very good. And Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions, you're getting work on your October auction here. I'm looking at Josh Wolkin sent me a few items, some neat items that are already in and getting started that'll be in the October Huggins auction that goes from September 29th to October 9th. Here's something that's, this is, I'd like to hear an estimate of what this might even go for. A Grover Cleveland Alexander single sign baseball. Looks like it's about a 6 signature. Nice condition. Is that like a $10,000 plus ball, do you think, Bill?
I don't know that that number's off the table or not, Tom. Just so few of them that have surfaced, there's very little to compare it to.
Yeah, boy, you don't see those every day. That'll be a fun one to watch. Grover Cleveland Alexander, there's an interesting name.
I was reading about him, and you know how the Lou Brock Cubs trading Lou Brock to St. Louis. Well, in the middle of the 1926 season, Grover Cleveland gets traded from the Cubs to, of course, St. Louis. And then he leads St. Louis to the World Series. They beat the 26 Yankees, and Cleveland threw two complete game shutouts and came in the seventh game and closed that out for St. Louis to beat the Yankees.
So that was even then.
Yes.
Even then, that was like, what, 20 years after they had won a World Series?
Yes.
Even at that point, when you just put it in historic perspective of how long it's been, and that just another.
It's fitting, though. It's fitting.
It really is.
Well, Vince, the whole streak could end today of Chicago teams winning the World Series.
Yeah, they won the National, the Little League. That's true.
And we're going to beat South Korea today for the International Little League Series Championship. So
now,
I think Vince needs to get a new T-shirt.
I will. I think I will, Bill. Thanks.
Right. Now, speaking of World Series, first off, Bill, who are you going to root for if the Orioles play the Nationals in the World Series?
I'm rooting for 7 straight 19-inning games.
Good answer.
Yeah, there you go. Are you running for office this year, Bill? So, that's a political answer if I've ever heard one. Okay, now that leads in to a quiz that I have here. Okay, there was something in the paper the other day. Most 30 home run seasons by a single player. All time, number one on the list is Hank Aaron with 15. Then, actually, A-Rod and Barry Bonds are tied for second most with 14. A-Rod's leading the active players. Mike Schmidt's 13, Babe Ruth 13. Okay, the active players, the top few guys. A-Rod's first, then Pujols, then Miguel Cabrera, then Mark Teixeira, Jason Giambi, David Ortiz, then and Paul Konerko. Okay, who are the two players I missed on the top active 30 home run guys? And here's the connection. They've got a Chicago and a Washington connection.
Hmm.
Okay? So both players are currently active, and both have played with a Chicago team and the Washington team. So either anybody want to make a guess?
Yikes.
Vince?
I'm thinking here. I can't come up with anybody.
Chris, you have anybody you want to guess? Two guys in the categories of most 30 home run seasons. I thought you'll know when you hear it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. But anybody want to guess?
That's a tough one. I'm not sure.
No, nobody's got one. Okay. Third overall of active players, actually tied with Miguel Cabrera for 9 30 home run, 30 plus home run seasons, is Adam Dunn. Isn't that something? Adam Dunn. I mean, he really has a good power. He's had a good power hitting career. He just strikes out so much. He's one of those guys that the stat guys like, though, because he has a good on base percentage. And I don't get why there's so little put on runs batted in by these big stats categories. To me, that it's underrated. They act like, oh, anybody can drive in runs. Try having a team that doesn't have a guy that's good at driving in runs. Okay, now the other guy with 7 30-plus home run seasons, former Cub, former National, current Yankee, Alfonso Soriano.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, I thought that was a tough one. There are two guys that you think about. You don't think of either one of those guys as being that good, really. But both of them have had a lot of big home run seasons. So that was a good quiz. I like quizzes like that. Okay, the Green Lantern is on. And is Rodney with you today, Lantern? You know, we've had complaints in the past when Rodney isn't along with you. They nothing against you, but I think Rodney's a bigger fan favorite, Lantern.
You know, I tell you, Tom, I get no respect at all, you know. American Airlines, thank you for flying United.
Okay.
That's funny.
Thanks, Rodney. And do we have any collectibles today? Or?
We do. We have a Tony Gwynn autographed bat. He did a series of up to 3,000, obviously, because he's in the 3,000
yeah.
club.
Huh.
What do you think something like that goes for, unfortunately, now that he's gone?
Now that he died at a younger age like that, Bill Huggins, what do you think of his – have you noticed any upturn in his memorabilia, that, you know, anything that you guys have had, or have you noticed anything?
Well, anytime somebody like that dies, what you get is the people who scurry around and want to get an item if they haven't gotten it for their collection kind of quickly before it actually starts to trickle its way up. So, yes, the interest level peaks for sure. Sometimes the value starts to creep up a little bit, then sometimes it levels off a little bit.
Yeah, so
that is probably, $300 to $500 on its worst day and maybe $500 to $800 on its best day.
So, Lantern, does Rodney wake you up on a Sunday morning, or do you wake up Rodney?
I tell you, the other day I looked up my family tree. There were two dogs using it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's funny.
One of these times he will answer a question, but I have no idea when. Paul from Kenosha, Wisconsin is on the line. What do you have there, Paul?
Good morning, guys. I have every Packer rookie card from the Lombardi players.
Oh, that's
from,
cool.
From all the 50s all the way up to the early 70s. The only ones I don't have are Star and Horning, which are the high-dollar ones.
Yeah.
I mean, you see them like, $400 or $500. But then you look online, looking at some of them, they're graded. Most of them are graded that you're looking for now, and they're like fives or sixes. Are those worth getting for like a couple hundred dollars?
Yeah, you know what? I would say, especially sixes, there can be some really nice looking sixes, actually, where you have to really look closely to even see why they're not a seven or an eight. And I think you can make a nice collection of sixes, actually, and you really need to get those guys if you're really going to do that collection. So don't you think, Bill, that there can be some nice sixes out there on vintage?
I be honest with you, Paul, I can't tell the difference between a 6, 7, or an 8, really. I mean, really? They all look really sharp at that point.
Yeah, they're nice cards. So, I mean, you could have a really nice collection of sixes, and they're nowhere near as expensive as, like, eights, for instance. What's Vince Lombardi's first card, Bill? Do you even know?
I never saw
Vince. I mean, I think really the first card is it's like one of those Philadelphia football team cards that has his little picture in the corner.
Huh. From the early 60s, huh?
From the mid-60s, yeah.
Really? Hey, you got to try to pick that up too, Paul.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Thanks.
Okay. Now, speaking of football, I had my fantasy football draft last night. I'm not going to get into it. It was all right. Maybe I'll bring in a couple of things. I ended up doing wide receiver with the first two picks because I basically nine guys protected guys. So even though I had the third pick, I had like the 10th or 11th pick, and I got Calvin Johnson. There were no running backs I liked. Came back, I was all set to pick Brandon Marshall, number two, because there were still no running backs I liked there. Got Alshon with the second pick. I love Alshon. I don't know if Jay Cutler loves Alshon, though.
Yeah, he's kind of tied to the hip with Marshall a lot of times. He's looking for
him. Yeah, I hope he doesn't do that this year, where, especially in the first quarter, it seems like he wants to get Marshall off to a good start, and he just forces it to him. Yep. That's one thing I noticed with Josh McCown last year. He seemed to really spread it around more, and Alshon seemed to do better at that point. But I love Alshon, so, you know, I'll go with guys I like in a fantasy league. If it's a toss-up, I'll go with the guys.
If they don't have a good season this year, something's really, really wrong, because with their offensive firepower, they should be scoring a lot of points.
If they don't, and if Cutler's healthy the whole time, then it really is time to say, oh wait a minute.
See you later, Jay. Bye.
But I think he's going to have a good season. I really do. Seattle was not good. It didn't look good, but they're really good too.
Their defense, and they
might make a lot of teams look bad. I think the Bears are going to have a good offense this year, and hopefully a better defense, which they aren't showing so far. But hopefully, now on my T Crown Tom eBay seller ID, I pulled this one card that, to me, I think I got it in a break. I don't even remember how I got it. It was a 2014 Panini Elite football product. It's a Peyton Manning purple die-cut card, numbered to 18. I thought, you know, that's a pretty good card. I'll throw it on eBay and see what it gets. It's at $85 right now. It's like, man, Peyton Manning really has a lot of big fans, because those type cards usually do really well for basketball collectors, not as well for football, but that's a good price on that
card. No, that is. He got a flag for taunting last night.
Peyton Manning?
He got a flag for taunting.
Really? Who was he going to beat up?
He threw a pass to Welker, and a Houston safety, Swearinger, clocked Welker and gave him a concussion.
Oh,
so the very next play, Peyton Manning throws a touchdown to Sanders, so then Manning runs like 30 yards and starts jawing at the safety that concussed Welker. So he got flagged.
Yeah, well, that's good. I like to see that, though. Yep. I like to see the quarterback showing a little life out there.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Now, what else do we have going today? The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville, with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. And Chris Bleck is our producer this week, in for a partying George Katsourilos. And we're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We have a prize every week. If you tweet me a question at @TCrownTom or call 312-332-3776. You get in a drawing. This week, we're giving away a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set, which has the Jose Abreu rookie in it, and a 2014-15 Upper Deck MVP hockey box, the first hockey box of the season. So give us a call, and we'll try to tell you what your items are worth. We got the Riverview guy. He's on the roller coaster right now, screaming at the top of his lungs. What's can you talk to us, Riverview guy?
Yeah, as soon as I get off the flesh, I'll be fine.
You have anything big this week?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Tom, you actually played with a ball signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Anyway, I've got two items, Tom. I've got a signed poster from, I believe his name is David Prowse. He played Darth Vader in the Star Wars movies.
Well, there's always good money on the Star Wars stuff.
And I've got the college card of Brian Urlacher, and I had him sign, he inscribed his 44 number on the card.
That's kind of neat. That's not going to be worth too much. But how about the guy who played Darth Vader? Have you had anything from him?
I don't think we ever have. I mean, I may have had a... I want to say, I vaguely remember we had a cast photo of the whole group of them, but I can't remember exactly what it went for. But I would venture to say that those are in the right circle of people would be a very highly demand item.
Yeah, I would think so. That might even be worth a Huggins and Scott shots in an auction. Okay, it's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till late. Get your questions in. We'll be right back. Hang in there, everybody.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collections today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is September 1st. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199. Guys, have you ever fallen asleep in the sun only to wake up burned and crispy like a piece of bacon? Now you have the freedom to nap like a man. Introducing Banana Boat Triple Defense Sunscreen for Men. Finally, a sunscreen developed and formulated just for you. Defy the sun responsibly with Banana Boat for Men and defend against the sun, odor, and dryness. We've got you covered. Banana Boat Triple Defense for Men. Available now at Walgreens.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. I'm always being asked, Ryan, what's a good mortgage rate right now? And I say, if your current rate is not in the threes, you need to call me. Let's see how much money I can save you. And if you have credit card debt or need to make home improvements, there's never been a better time to pull out some cash. Call me now, 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com. Newcastle Home Loans LLC, 1700 West Cortland Street, Chicago, Illinois. NMLS numbers 1505.80, 319181. Equal housing lender.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Acura, official luxury vehicle of Northwestern Wildcats Athletics. Test drive the new 2014 Acura MDX at your local Chicagoland Acura dealer or visit ChicagoAcuraDealers.com.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Taking your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, the number is 312-332-3776. Give us a call. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. And you can tweet me an item or a question. I got a question through Twitter here from a listener who is looking for a Roberto Clemente single-signed baseball and wants to know roughly what they might go for. I've seen a couple signed that have gone in Huggins auctions recently for a couple of grand, Bill. I mean, what's the range on single-signed Clemente baseballs, depending, I guess, condition? How high can they go?
Well, a couple thousand is probably a low end on that.
Yeah.
You say this caller was looking for one?
Yeah, he's looking that he wants to buy one, and he was wondering what they basically go for. Let me see if I can.
Well, he's going to have his chance. We have one in our next auction.
Oh, do you really? How nice.
It's actually not that bad. Probably a nice 6-7 strength signature, single sign. With an inscription, best wishes, Roberto Clemente.
Okay, that was Game Day that had that question. So you might see him. He doesn't have his actual name on Twitter. It's good if you guys can tweet me questions if you have a first name or something on there. But here's another one. Well, this is kind of a neat one. Harry. Hey, Harry. Harry sent us one. Attended a spring training event with TBS a few years back, and Hank Aaron signed this for me. Value on it. It's a Atlanta Braves single signed helmet, and it's that design of the 70s design of the helmet, it looks like. Bill, have you had Aaron signed helmets? I've never had one in.
Helmets, probably. I'd have to look and see if you've ever had. I mean, obviously, we've sold a lot of Aaron signed items.
Yeah.
But you're talking about a batting helmet, I guess?
Yeah, batting helmet in the 70s design, not the old fashioned, you know, design from Milwaukee or the early Atlanta. It looks like the 70s.
I mean, a nice signed helmet like that, I would think of Aaron, would be $200 to $500, somewhere
yeah,
in that range.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. And it has a nice Aaron signature on it in it's a white front of the helmet and a real nice black ink signature. I've noticed recently his signatures are starting to get shakier and shakier, so the earlier signatures are going to look better. Rob from Mount Prospect is on the line. What do you have there, Rob?
Good morning, guys. First of all, I think, going back to your 30 home run quiz, I think Alfonso Soriano was designated for assignment about a month ago, so I'm not sure he's active.
Really? So he's not still on a roster, huh? I didn't
either
know that.
Either that or I dreamt it. But
well, maybe you were just a Cubs fan who's just wishing. I wish he'd get out of baseball.
I am not a Cubs fan.
Okay.
White Sox all the way. But here's my question. I have what I believe is a game-used bat signed by Eddie Matthews.
Ooh, now why do you think it's game-used?
Because my brother got it many moons ago, obviously, after batting practice, and Eddie Matthews signed it, walked over, and gave it to him. So I don't know if he would have a different bat that he uses for batting practice as opposed to the game.
Sometimes they would, yeah. Bill Huggins, now, taking the information that he gave you, how would you be able to tell first if it's a game used? Would you have to take that to one of the bat guys to have them look? And what would be the difference in value if you could prove it's game used, or if it's just a batting practice, Eddie Matthews model signed bat?
Well, you've almost got three tiers of bats there, Tom. The a store model bat or just a regular printed bat that Eddie would have signed at some of the shows he did. And then your batting practice bat, a lot of those, if you see them there, they tape them over between the barrel and the logo in the middle. There's about a foot worth of tape mark you can see. Then you'd have the real thing, which, do you have the bat in front of you?
No, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm visualizing it. There's no tape, but back in the day, there was a bunch of pine tar on it.
Okay, the question would be is what is on the knob, on the bottom of the knob?
You know what? Maybe, Rob, what you can do is check that. Check out some of the details. Maybe tweet me a couple. Do you get on Twitter?
Are you kidding me?
No, okay.
Rob, you can always call me at my office, and I could.
Yeah, there you go.
Mail me some pictures.
Excellent. Maybe I'll do that, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and then, you know, we'll talk about it on a future show and try to give you an idea. But if it is a game-used bat with an autograph, Bill, what value do you think?
Oh, you're talking $3,000 to $5,000.
Whoa.
Holy cow. Nice.
You definitely want to look into that, Rob.
You got that right.
Maybe you should learn how to use Twitter, Rob.
You can't teach an old dog.
Can you email?
I definitely know how to email.
Okay. You could email me a couple of pictures, and I could put them up on Twitter if you want to.
I know how to scan an email, so I'm in the ballgame.
Look at, you're in there, Rob. You're up with things.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
All right, you too. Very good. Todd from Arlington. You know what? Before we get to Todd, the tie-in with Eddie Matthews, I just had a customer bring in the first Sports Illustrated this week.
Really?
And I picked it up, and it's for sale in T-Crown. I love that cover. I have a signed version of that at home. It's just such a
cool-looking
cover. And they had foldouts in the first couple with cards on the foldouts. The second issue, which they actually made less copies of it, and Bill, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think the second issue had a Mickey Mantle card on the foldout, didn't it?
Well, it actually does. It has about 12 black and white cards as well as color cards in there. The black and white cards were the cards that Topps never issued.
Oh, okay.
There's no 54 Topps Mickey Mantle. However, there's a picture of what it would have looked like and a little paper card in that second issue.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the fact,
how valuable is that?
It's more valuable than the first issue, actually, because they made less and because Mantle's in there. What do you think those usually go for?
In really nice condition, they're $200-$300.
Yeah, and I've got the first edition in at T-Crown. I think I'm asking $100 or $110 on it. They had circled first edition on the cover, which hurts the value a little. I think those can go $150, $200 still, you know, if they're in perfect condition. But it's just a great, I love the look of the cover of the
first. Well, your walls are adorned with Sports Illustrated, you know. You got Jordan and Peyton in it, you know.
I don't think there's even walls there anymore. I think there's just whatever I've covered over everything with. It's just covering that's on the walls at T-Crown.
Wallpaper.
Yeah. Todd from Arlington Heights is on the line. What do you have there, Todd?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I've got a pair of race-used gloves from Texas Motor Speedway from 2013 that Danica Patrick signed for me.
Wow. And she used them in a race?
Yeah, she used them in one of the previous races.
Okay.
We had pit passes, and hopefully my wife's not listening to this, but I've got a soft spot for Danica.
Come on, Todd. Have you ever heard her sing the national anthem? Maybe that'll get that soft spot out of you. She's got like the worst singing voice I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, but they sell earplugs at the track for a reason.
Right. Yeah, I wonder if we have a tape of Danica singing the national anthem. If you could find that, it is really something. I'm telling you, you won't have the soft spot anymore, Todd. But anyway, how do you know that they were race-used gloves? Did she tell you at the time?
She didn't tell me at the time, but I've been doing some research on them, and I've got a couple other pairs of gloves from, like, Kyle Busch and stuff like that. And just the way you can, like, on the inside of the glove, you can see there's, like, spots where, like, the leather on the inside has been, like, worn smooth, and there's, like, grip marks on the palms of the gloves and stuff like that. You can tell, so.
Well, we've had discussions at T-Crown recently how it seems like the collectible value, like autograph cards and things, of female athletes has not been doing well the last few years. But Danica is one of the few that seems to be holding up in value very well, even though, you know, she's not doing that great in racing. And it seems like her stuff is still doing well. Don't you agree, Bill? Have you had any race-used gloves or any race-used Danica items in your auctions that you can think of?
Not yet, no. We've had Dale Earnhardt stuff, Dale Earnhardt Jr. We've had some Jimmy Johnson stuff, some Tony Stewart stuff, but no Danica stuff yet.
I would think those would be a great auction item. I think.
Oh, I would love to put those in. I think we have a good collector base in our in our mailing list who would certainly bid on those.
Now, is there a guy who confirms that NASCAR items are race used, like there are like game used bat guys or whatever? Or how do you get that confirmed?
I'm going to go with Todd's story.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It does sound like a pretty good story there. Do you have any? Do you have a photo with her and where she's wearing gloves or?
I'm sure I can pull them up and find out, because a lot of times they'll use them for multiple races. So, but I mean, it all depends.
Yeah. Well, you should put together as much info as you can if you do think you want to auction them. Get as much info as you can, and then that would be a good auction item.
Okay, and one thing I wanted to let you know, I got sidetracked this past weekend, but next Saturday I'll bring in that Superman stuff I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah, that was you about that, huh?
Yeah.
Now, what
yeah.
type of stuff do you have? Are they original photos, or?
They're I've got about 7 or 8 press photos from the original Superman TV series, and I've got a bunch of, like, 4 or 5 inch length of film from the TV series as well.
Oh, now that film might be neat. Still photos, for instance, aren't worth much if it's just pictures. If they're dated original photos and they're time-stamped, you know, back at the time, that might have some value to them. But what would you think of some of the film from it, Bill? What might that be worth? Even any idea at all?
Boy, that's going to be hard to put a price on. Just never have sold any of it. However, the popularity of what he's got is certainly something I would love to put up and let our bidders determine what it's worth.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah, I'll swing him by next Saturday and let you check it out.
Yeah, I'll take a look, and then I can always take pictures of it, and we can do a little research, send them to Bill, and see what he thinks.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
I did have a guy walk in one time, and he had a piece of the bright green kryptonite that was used as part of the set. It had a tag on it from the prop thing from whatever studio it was, and a letter from them, and he didn't want to sell it at the time. But
that's pretty interesting. That would have been. Now, did the kryptonite make you feel ill, Bill, when it got by you, or were you?
Oh yeah, some of us it gave extra power to, but others it kind of just deleted the power. I guess it depends on where you were from.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's time for another short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might go for in a current auction. 312-332-3776. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
Did you know that FanDuel has more players and pays out more money than all the other one-week fantasy football sites combined? Yep, FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football, and they're paying out more than $10 million a week this football season. That's more than any other fantasy football site in the world. If you haven't played there yet, you're really missing out. You play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts, and there's no season-long commitment, so you only play when you want. A 28-year-old named Eric Hafner turned a $125 deposit into over $158,000, and he's not alone. Over 278,000 people have already won money playing in these one-week fantasy football leagues at FanDuel.com. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. The only way to get up to $200 free is to go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code 4466. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 4466.
Menards Construction Sale has everything you need. Whether you're building, remodeling, or working on a small project, Menards has you covered. Keep your home more comfortable year-round with CertainTeed Ultra Comfort blown-in insulation. It's ideal for new or existing attics. Cover 64.5 square feet at R30 thickness with a bag of CertainTeed Ultra Comfort blown-in insulation, just $19.99 after rebate. Save big on everything for your projects now during Menards Construction Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Save on your next oil change. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, purchase a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $22.99 and get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston Mass., and other non-affiliated companies. Available in most states.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Give us a call at 312-332-3776 about the value of your collectibles, and you'll get in a drawing for a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set and an Upper Deck MVP hockey box. You know, Vince, you were looking through the Huggins and Scott auction history.
Yes.
For George Reeves.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes. And what did you find?
Well, I know he died so young, so we were talking about his stuff being valuable. So one sold at a Huggins & Scott auction for over $1,000,
yeah.
Signed and framed.
Yeah,
so.
That sounds about, that's yeah. Pretty cool. So yeah, you guys dig in your attics, pull out your George Reeves autographs, and send them to Huggins & Scott. They'll auction them for you. You know, speaking of auctions, I've got some unusual stuff, a little bit unusual, a couple of things on my T Crown Tom eBay seller ID. One thing, I don't know where I found it. I saw one for sale. I have a 1956 Topps football 1 cent wax pack, just the wrapper.
Just the wrapper, huh?
Just the wrapper for sale on my T Crown Tom. And it's over $50 for just the wrapper. It's
very
like,
cool.
That just goes to show how incredibly hot unopened material is, where I don't even know what that pack would go for if it had the cards inside of it. But do you believe how high, like, empty boxes, Bill, and wrappers are going for now on some of the stuff that I guess just because they're not around?
Well, no, yeah, you don't see those that often, especially... Some years are more plentiful than others. You'd have to kind of get a list together of which ones are available when you want them, and others, for some reason, just are not. And the ones that are just not, and I think 56 football, that was their first venture into really NFL football tops. Those are very desirable, depending on whether you've got a – is it a 1 cent or a 5 cent?
It's a 1 cent, the green wrapper. And it was in nice shape. I showed pictures of it. You know, completely unfolded, and then I'm going to, it could still fold up just like it was, it had the cards in, and I'm going to ship it to the person that way. But it looked good. I mean, nice, clean, good color to it.
Did you open the pack?
No, it was in a box of a collection that I bought years ago. I don't even remember how long I bought it, but it was in the back of my mind that I had it. I had put it in a holder and labeled it, you know, the year that it was. And I just kind of put it away, and I thought, oh, this might be fairly valuable. I never really looked them up. I thought, you know, it might be maybe $5 or $10, something like that. And then I'm seeing they're selling, you know, $50 to $100. And I thought, okay, I'll just throw it on eBay and see what happens. It's an
very
interesting
nice
thing. Another interesting thing that was brought in. Well, the one lady whose father worked at the Tribune in the 50s and 60s brought in a bunch of original photos and original negatives of athletes and people from politics and actors and actresses like Marilyn Monroe and Hank Aaron, some negatives, things like that. So that's going to go in the Huggins and Scott October auction as probably a lot or two. And then there were also, and these aren't going to be part of that, but I was thinking of picking them up, but I didn't know even what to price them at. But they had three unused tickets from the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago, the infamous Democratic National Convention. What a crazy time that was.
Oh, that year was Kennedy being assassinated, Martin Luther King. Oh, that was crazy.
Right. And I remember, I think it was Dan Rather that actually got like beat up on the floor of the convention. Crazy stuff going on during that thing. So I kind of wanted to pick them up at T-Crown, but I could not find anywhere what those go for. You've never had any of those in your auctions either, have you, Bill?
I don't think I've had that year. I know we have had other tickets and programs from inaugurations, and I don't know about conventions, so to speak, but the inauguration tickets and programs, if you get Eisenhower and earlier, it's just the stuff from Kennedy and up, I guess with the Kennedy whole thing, how much news has that made? Everybody saved everything from Kennedy on up, but Eisenhower and earlier, that stuff is really highly sought after and not around in any quantity like it is after that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I thought for a Chicago store that the tickets would have been neat because people who lived in the Chicago area were still who were alive back then would always, you'll never forget that convention. That was such a crazy time in Chicago. But I got to find value on them before I can pick them up. Rich from Glendale Heights is on the line. What do you have there, Rich?
I have a framed, signed Miracle on Ice, the 1980 U.S. hockey team, signed by the entire team.
Is the
and
coach?
Herb Brooks.
Oh, that's key that you have him on there also, actually. That's the way to get him. Now, what is it, a photo?
It's a photo. It's 28 by 24 signed.
Ah.
It's, just after they beat Russia, it's all framed up nicely.
Good size. Now, hey, Bill, are those are with Herb Brooks on them? Those are over a grand, aren't they?
They have lately been coming up over that. Yes. Is it numbered, Rich?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it is numbered.
They did a signing, I know, of those once or twice at the most, as far as numbered versions of it. And then there are just sort of bootleg versions where somebody got a photo and got them all to sign it. Those are different.
It's numbered. It is number 123 out of 1980.
1980 they made, huh? So do you remember did you get it back at the time, or how long ago did you buy it?
I've had it for, I imagine, it's been 10-plus years.
Okay.
My son's a goaltender, and he got it as a gift.
Cool. Now, do you remember what you paid for it?
I didn't. We got it as a gift. So
oh, you got it as a gift. Okay, very good. Yeah, I would think that would break a grand if you ever want to sell it and put it in a Huggins and Scott auction. I would think that'd be the spot for it.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Mike from Lakeview is on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
How you guys doing?
Great.
Sorry, I just took a bite of a sandwich.
Okay, that's all right. I mean,
it's Sunday morning.
It's
no
Sunday
problem.
Morning. You got to be
eating.
Getting
ready to play a little golf and getting some food on my stomach here.
Where are you golfing?
I've got men's club championship at Turnberry Country Club out in Crystal Lake.
Oh,
very nice course.
That sounds good.
Yep. So I have a golf related item. It's a 2006 PGA Masters flag signed by the champion himself, Phil Mickelson.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was actually working at Medina in 2006 and was watching him warm up during practice round, and real nice guy, came over, signed a couple things for me. I don't have authentication, so that's one of my questions is how to get it authenticated, but, you know, I want to see what the value is as well.
Yeah, I would think a Masters flag would be probably $500 to $800, and Bill, I'm pretty sure JSA would authenticate that if he put it in an auction with you guys, right?
Absolutely, Mike. Yeah, great item.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, are you with me on the value of that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't remember ever seeing a whole lot of those. Is it it's the flag from the year he won the Masters?
Yeah, and his signature is right in the middle of the United States, real big. And
that's awesome.
Nice. I've got it framed and everything. It's pretty cool. I like it a lot.
You know, the one thing about Phil Mickelson, he's not in a lot of the golf products either that come out, that Upper Deck puts out, where they have signed cards. So there's not as many signatures of Phil out in the marketplace as even like there are of Tiger, for instance. And he's such a popular golfer. I think that's a really good item. You would want that in a Huggins auction, wouldn't you, Bill?
Oh, if Mike's ever interested in selling that, absolutely.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Do you know how to get in touch with Bill Huggins?
That's what I was going to ask.
Okay, the phone number there is 866-462-2273. You can contact him during the week, Bill Huggins.
462-2273, okay.
Yeah, very good. Thanks for the call. It's a good call. It's a neat item. Now, the next auction for Huggins and Scott is the October auction, going from September 29th to October 9th. There's some neat stuff in there. We already talked about the Grover Cleveland Alexander single.
Yeah, Tom, I think if I talk to Josh correctly, tomorrow they are going to switch the site over to the October auction. So you'll start to see the guys have written up 200 or 300 or 400 items already, plus all the other ones that are going to be written and listed between now and then.
All right, so people will be able to go to HugginsandScott.com starting like tomorrow night and see some of this. Previews of some of the items. You had signed free Franks of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson in there, two separate auctions. What can you give us a little background on those, Bill?
Well, those actually, yeah, they walked into the New York show last week when we were up in White Plains, and those two, as well as a signed check of Ulysses S. Grant.
Wow.
The Jefferson and the Washington, the free franks. I don't know if everybody knows what a free frank is, but it's back in those days in the late 1700s, early 1800s, the president of the United States, and I'm not sure if it was the vice president or other cabinet members, could, if they wanted to mail a letter, all they had to do was sign their name in the upper corner, kind of where you would put a postage stamp. Oh. And the post office recognized it as legitimate postage, and it's called a free frank.
Very cool.
And those are one of the more popular items as far as autograph collectors go.
Yeah, I would think for somebody trying to get an autograph of every president, Washington and Jefferson would be two of the biggies, and they're both going to be in the October auction for Huggins and Scott, so those are neat.
That's amazing, Bill.
Isn't that
is absolutely amazing.
I've thought of that in the past, that would be a neat collection to try to get one item signed by every American president in history. That would be cool. Jim from Lake Bluff has been patiently waiting. Thanks, Jim. What do you have?
Hi, guys. I got a couple of things, and two are related. I was lucky enough, it was a 95 McDonald's All-American game, and our company I was with, we sort of babysat the players a little bit, and I have a autographed, I've got a basketball with, an autographed basketball with the white panel on it. It's got all the players, so it's got Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Vince Carter, Stephon Marbury, and I can't remember half of the other guys on there.
Yeah, that's not one of the more popular groups, but that's still, if you have a full team signed ball, that's good. Now, babysitting those guys, who was the one that you had to move, sit in the corner? who was the one that was the biggest headache, Jim?
I tell you what, they were all really good, kids. And I actually kind of lucked out. It was kind of fun. I gave Kevin Garnett a ride home from the airport.
Oh, cool.
When we got on the plane, he said, he actually got off the plane, he said, hey, man, can I talk to you after the, and he just won the most valuable player, and John Wooden had given the award and everything. And he and his mom and sister didn't have a ride home. They're going to have to take the L. So I said, I'll give you a ride home. And I had a little, small little Lexus at the time, with the first one, a very small one. He gets in, his knees are up to the ceiling, and he's like, "Wow, man, I'm gonna get me a Lexus one, you know, whatever, when I get out and play ball, and whatnot." And I read somewhere, I think he had five of them.
Oh, there you go.
I'll tell you what, he was the nicest. He was one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
That's cool. That's good to know.
Yeah, and real quick, and I also have I watched Oklahoma State. Actually, UCLA beat Oklahoma State. Watched the whole game with John Wooden, and I had a baseball, and he signed the a baseball with the score on it. I don't know, is that worth anything?
A John Wooden single signed baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not. Now, what was the score of?
It was the quarterfinal game. They had rallied. They beat. They beat Oklahoma State.
Okay.
It was kind of funny because I said, "Coach, we're losing here. I know what you don't have." And I picked up a little program and rolled it up and gave it to them. And I swear to God, they rallied and won. So, yeah.
That's neat. I would think, you know, I've had wooden autographs, and a lot of them will go around $100. I would think a single-signed baseball would be more than that. Maybe at least a couple $100, Bill?
Yeah. Jim, it's a baseball signed by him?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
On the sweet spot, just him?
Yeah, just him. It's got the date and the score and his autograph.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great item.
That's cool.
Yeah, there are very few of those in existence, that's for sure.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah. If you ever do want to sell it, that would be a good auction item.
Yeah, it's the one item I really love.
You don't want to sell that one. Just hang on to it. That's too cool.
Yeah, so. You're right.
Yeah.
Great story behind it, too.
It is. I have a Derrick Rose single signed baseball that I'm never going to get rid of that one either. It was cool. Derrick Rose looks fast again. It was funny yesterday morning. We always usually have a good crowd at T Crown on Saturdays and Triple Crown in Naperville. And at the same time, I'm going, man, Rose looks fast. I think he's coming back. Another guy's going, I think Derrick Rose is washed up, because he thought that the report was that Rose was sitting out because his knees were aching. I think it was general body soreness that the reason he was sitting out. He's looking too fast. He's looking way faster than he did the start of last year when he came back.
His first step is just so quick.
Yeah,
it's amazing what he's doing.
Yeah, I think he looks healthy. You know, he's going to have some pain, but I think he's looks like if he doesn't get injured again, I think he's going to have a good year. Daniel from Rockford, real quick, we're coming to the end here. Daniel, what do you have?
I have a 67 St. Louis team signed baseball, and I'm just wondering approximately how much it's worth.
That's a good ball. That has Roger Maris on there too, right?
I can't remember who. I know it's got Orlando Cepeda, Red Shane.
Yeah, Roger Maris was on that team. If you have him and Kurt Flood, that's a good, and they won the World Series. Have you had that ball, Bill?
We have, and those are 500 to 1,000. Could be more depending on the completeness and the strength of the signatures.
Yeah, cool. You have to check it out and make sure that everybody's on there. Do you know if you have over 20 signatures?
I know I've got at least that, because that thing's packed.
Good. Is it a white ball with good solid signatures?
It's, it's old. I don't know. It's starting to
yellow in some?
A little bit, yeah, ball itself.
And the signatures are faded some?
No, they're not faded. I have never used it. I've kept it in a little. My uncle gave it to me.
Okay,
a long time
very cool.
Ago.
Now the one thing with those baseballs, you always have to get like a JSA to authenticate them, just to make sure there's no clubhouse signatures on them. But if they're all real, that's a great ball. So very nice.
So how much is it worth approximately?
At least $500, and depending on how nice it would be more. So if you want to auction it, contact Bill Huggins at Huggins & Scott Auctions this week.
All right. I'm going to give it to my son, but
all right.
You know,
yeah, very good. That's
nice
that's
how much it's worth.
It's a good keeper. Keep it out of direct sunlight. We're not going to be able to get to any more phone calls. Sorry, folks. It's time to do the drawing. We're already at the end of another show for a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set and a 2014-15 Upper Deck MVP hockey box. The winner, Vince?
Is going to be Rob from Mount Prospect. So, Rob, you email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a delivery free of charge.
Very nice. ERC Delivery delivers on demand anywhere in the Chicago area. So check them out if you have something you need delivered. on demand. Don't forget to check out, starting tomorrow night, Huggins and Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com. Starting tomorrow night, they'll have their October previews starting up. And check out Triple Crown, TCrownTime.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody.